Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live tonight from Paradise, California. Yes, you heard right in the intro music. I am here, Christopher Moores, in BBS Studios, Paradise, California. And it is wonderful here, a hub of activity. Hosts from all over calling in every day, and Don and Douglas, man in the fort, running the computers all day. Because I'll tell you, every single show, somebody's got to be here. Someone's got to be here to hook it up and record the shows for the archives, upload the archives, fix the website, because this is an organic process, a creation that is ongoing. We're developing things and changes are occurring, and it's wonderful. It's getting ready to settle into a nice, comfortable, clear mode of where everything is running smoothly, and we are getting all the information to you that we feel will help you in this process of transformation on the earth today. And it's exciting. It's exciting to be a part of this. It's an exciting time to be alive. Don and I were talking about this earlier today that, you know, many of us chose to come here at this time because just to experience all of what was occurring. What a time for soul transformation. What a time to become awakened. So much is happening. So many pathways are being exposed, and so much is coming to the surface that maybe even 10 years ago we didn't even know was there. Our whole entire reality is shifting, and it's just great to be a part of that and to open to that process. And when you expand through the assimilation of information, you are growing just as the universe is. This is how you become aligned with the universe. You expand, you grow, you create. And the universe does the same. And when you both do it, there is no difference. You have become one. And that's part of the whole theme of the creative cosmos, to encourage creativity. Because when you create, you are one with the creator. And this time, this week, it's amazing how when you're present and you're aware and you're soaking everything up, a week can seem like months. This week, so much has happened here in the BBS studios and hanging out with Don and Doug. And, you know, Don and I were also talking. Don's going to be on the show a little bit later, and we're going to have a good time in the second half of the show. The show today is called Head, Heart, Harmony, and Happiness. We were just talking today about how, you know, you could be friends in past lives, but you could even go farther that, you know, Don and I maybe traveled in the same starship together to this solar system to come here and live a life over here, or anybody, you know. It's not just past lives around the earth. Some of us have been together and friends for a long time, and this is a period of time of where we're finding each other. You know, prior in life, we might have just gotten to know the people that, you know, a couple hundred years ago, you just got to know the people that were just around you, just in your local area. You could travel a little ways, but you couldn't get that far. But nowadays, with the internet and modern conveniences, we can find everybody, anybody. We can find the material we resonate with and the other human beings that we resonate with. And this is kind of the great sifting out process that's occurring right now. We're all finding each other and comparing notes and going through the ascension together. And then once we connect, we also like to search for others who are going through the process, who need a helping hand, who need maybe a little information. Or, you know, that's what we try to throw out, as much different information that we feel is helpful to the process, because you never know what is going to help a person at a given time. And it's, you can't have one thing that applies all the time. You just throw a bunch of things out there, and then the universe, the way the universe works, people who need that material will be drawn to it. They'll be drawn to the right material at the right time. And so you just got to open your eyes and look for that to find its way to you, and just have an openness. Be ready to roll with whatever comes to you in your life. Because it will. It's a guarantee that it will. People who think they have really bad luck and nothing good comes to them, well, it might in fact come to them, but due to their preconceptions, they're unable to see it. They're unable to recognize it, and so they miss it. Because they were looking for something else. But what the universe was bringing them might have been even better than their wildest dreams. But since they were so focused on their own limited idea of what they thought was best for them, it goes right on by them. But the beauty is, that's not the end of it. The life gives us a chance after chance after chance. You could say, we are never forsaken. Again and again, the opportunity comes for us to learn and to see anytime. We can just open up and ask. Open up, and not only in words, but ask with your heart. Ask with your soul. Long to know the truth, and the truth will be made known. That is a guarantee. And there's a story of Buddha when he used to wander around his area there, and someone asked him a question. They said, why doesn't everybody become enlightened? And Buddha said, well, go into the village and ask people what their first priority is. Ask everyone in the village what's most important to them. And so the questioner went to the village and asked each person what was important to them, and some said their work, and some said their family, and some said this, and some said that. But when the questioner came back, Buddha said, how many said that enlightenment was the top priority? And the questioner said, nobody. And Buddha said, well, there's your answer. And the thing about it people need to understand is that if you do put enlightenment first in your life, it makes every other thing better. It enhances everything you do. You don't lose anything but the obstacles in your life. Because the meditation is like a negation. It's a negation of everything that's foreign, everything that doesn't truly belong to you, everything that's an outside influence that you've internalized and been recycling again and again in your mind. And this is what we're going to start the show with today, head, the concept of head and what the head does. But I'll give you a toll-free number here to call during this conversation. Feel free to call at any time and have a chat, and we will either talk about the topic, or if you have something in your life which is going on that you'd like to discuss, or if you are wanting to put enlightenment first in your life and you don't know exactly how to do it, you know, awakening, then we can talk about that. I can hear what's going on. You can tell me your feelings about what's going on, and we can sort it out. Maybe give you some hints and some ideas and some reflections on how to go about taking the next step in awakening and healing and transforming the energies to higher and higher frequencies. And this process doesn't end. It goes on and on and on, and our expansion can go on and on and on and on. So give me a call, 1-888-268-4313. I'll give it to you again, 888-268-4313. And you could call direct as well if you'd like, 530-876-3222. And before I dive into our material that I kind of set up earlier, I'd like to take a moment's break to read a poem that Donald and Douglas Newsom, as well as myself and Amy Butson, wrote hanging out in the studios last night. I had the pleasure of being on Douglas's show, The Cosmic Poet, last night, and we were talking about it, and we had a great conversation, and we were sharing a poetic atmosphere, and we thought, hey, after the show, we were sitting around, and we thought, well, let's write a poem together. And we did. And here it is. It's called Flights of Fancy and Fanciful Flights. Through Flights of Fancy and Fanciful Flights, tonight, with friends alight, stories of past and present insight, with gratitude, love, and life to share. For in our infancy, merriment ensues. To our absolute delight, hearts abound, a shepherdship of love to infinite degree, spreading expression in conjoined flight. Going to it matters not where, there is not a care when you are aware. Experience leads to wisdom, innocence, and joy. Digging deep, you realize what is already there. Dark wings aflutter above all heights, watching quietly the moonlight's ruse, for Gaia is smiling yet nowhere. Love shall rule these nights. And if you'd like to read that again, Flights of Fancy and Fanciful Flights, go check out the author's inkwell. You can either get to it off the new blog and service index page, because as some of you will notice if you visited there, and I'm sure some of you have, we've moved the BBS radio to the front page, because that's where we're heading. We can get more information to you faster, and we have so many hosts, so many new hosts coming on board, and excitement's in the air, things are abuzz, and so there we go. So visit authorsinkwell.com. Douglas is playing with me here. He says, if you'd like to order a copy, get one free at Authors Inkwell. So come check it out. There's also, I know he's writing some new stuff, and there's some really nice poems. We read one by Dr. Valerie Olmsted, so cruise on over there. All right. So now we get into a few more thoughts about the way the head works and the mind works and the ways. And you know, I was originally going to call this show something like Breaking the Threshold or Going Through the Threshold, because again and again in this consciousness evolution, we see that the first big leap is from the head to the heart. And they're two totally different ways of perceiving and relating to life. And with the head and the mind, we've got to be able to transcend the duality and the thinking that defines the context of our lives, that limits our experience, that puts us in a box and keeps us from experiencing the new or the brilliance and wonder of each moment. Enemy number one with the head, the greatest illusion / confusion of them all, is thinking that you've arrived, is thinking that you know, is concluding and closing the loop in your mind and thinking that you know what's going on. Yeah, I got a handle on it. I know what's going on. I got a job. I got a house. I got this and that. No. That's the outer world. That's the basic life circumstance. Of course, we're all going to have some kind of basic life circumstance, but that shouldn't define our own concept of who we think we are. And we should never just stop and just believe ourselves to be one idea. I mean, even if it's a multifaceted and complex idea, if we still just adhere to that concept that we impose upon ourselves, we are defining what we are allowing ourselves to experience and cutting out a majority of the possibilities in life's unfolding. This is a huge deal. This is really a huge deal. One of the most significant first steps to take is to realize and to admit to yourself that you don't know. that life is a mystery, that life has its own way. And what a relief when you do. You know, it only stings a little bit to admit that you don't know, and then it's over. And then you get to enjoy the release and freedom that that brings. And, you know, the mind is very tricky. Another thing it always does is it always has a reason or a justification for what it's thinking and the effect it's causing on the person involved. And it often makes them act out its command in the world. You know, some people can cause the very problems they fear because it takes root in the mind, cycles through, and next thing you know, that's what they're creating. And they may not even know it. They may not even make the link from their own actions to the result that then happens only a little bit later. So we have to see that we do indeed reap what we sow. And we have to see the cycles of when we plant the seeds and when they come to fruition. If we're getting a very bad reflection in life, rather than immediately blaming someone else, reflect. Think, am I somehow having this effect? You know, sometimes you can do everything in your power to relate to somebody and it doesn't work out. And that's okay when you can move on. But, you know, if you get the same reflection again and again in a lot of different circumstances, you can read that. You can find that out. You can see that. And you just have to admit it to yourself. Just reflect. Just take the time to stop. See, that's one thing that meditation is. It's a time to stop. You just stop for a few minutes or 20 minutes or a half hour, but even if it's 10 minutes or 5 minutes, if you can just stop what you're doing and rest and then observe the mind and the mind's inclination. That's all we have to do is get familiar with what goes on in there. We just have to see it and follow it. And then, you know, while we're going through this first process, sometimes we will be kind of watching it, and yet it will still compel us to act. And then when we do that act, that final time, we feel the hurt in the moment, or we feel how it didn't live up to the purity of Source as it came through, how we were somehow hurting ourselves or hurting others unnecessarily. And after that last cycle and that last realization of pain, it's finished. And it won't come back. And what a relief. And again, we have to see each thought that shapes our world inappropriately. A thought that may have been given to us long ago, and we've been carrying it around, and we don't even realize that it came from somewhere else. We haven't disconnected. We've come to believe that our thoughts are who we are. But no, that's not true. We go on and on and on. And the thoughts are like tools. They're a tool, a way to relate with each other in the world, a common ground, a symbolic connection. And it's good. We can use it all we want. But we must not let those symbols filter our experience or dictate to us what is possible and allow for the change. And another thing mind always does is it proves itself right. See, this is one of the hardest things to explain to somebody, because in their own mind, the mind will be proving themselves so incredibly right that they don't even leave room to consider that it isn't the case. They are so sure, so locked into their train of thought. And you know, they may find evidence to support it because that's what they're looking for. Anything that could pop up their idea. And they'll find it, and they'll prove to themselves that it's the case. But the kicker is how you feel. You know, if you're so sure you're right that you push away people around you or isolate yourself, or you know, if for some reason you're getting cut off from the source as well, because of that, you know, because if you're right, if you're so sure you're right, you don't have any room for the universal way. You don't have any room for life to move. So you're cut off, and it hurts. And that's where the suffering comes from, is when we're isolated and not feeling the juice and energy and brilliance of each moment of living. And we're just living in our own mind. And maybe in our own mind, life is cold and scary, and we have to fight for everything, and we don't necessarily trust people because people have hurt us before. But see, these are things we must deal with. We must mature past this. We must take our own destiny in our own hands. We must learn to turn these things into pathways which we can express through, open doorways, no more closed doors, no more closed windows, no more definitions that turn off the flow. And you know, sometimes somebody who is very smart can bounce up against this as well, you know, because they might see that they think better than others. In their mind, they might think, I'm more educated, for instance. I've seen this many times in academia, someone who has some kind of degree, who then thinks that they are better than someone else simply because they've learned some information. Well, if they were truly wise, the information that they acquired or the experience that they've gained, they would want to share it in openness and not view it, build an edifice that, you know, you hear it, they call it the ivory tower syndrome. You get all these lofty ideas, but you know, that can be an even greater obstacle than someone who is pretty simple, who hasn't acquired all that knowledge and hasn't built up all that pride or all the self-righteousness. A simple person could make the leap a lot more easily than someone who's invested so much energy in their persona or their own expectations or feeling about themselves. And it can be a very hard thing to let go of, but it's worth it. It's completely worth it. And you know, all that information, if you can let go of the pride or let go of the identification with it, that all becomes pathways for spirit to express in so many ways. You'd be able to reach anybody because you will have the schema in place, the word pathways that spirit can use and shoot through. And in the old persona or feeling of who you thought you were, you'll see was not even scratching the surface of the possibilities. Life is so magnificent, grand, and the scale is beyond imagination. You can't think it. You cannot think the reality. You have to live it. You have to reflect it. You have to imbibe it. You have to let it flow through you. And the last attribute of mind I'm going to discuss today is its tendency to also want to move and imprint its own idea of reality on somebody else. And you see, this is why mind can be violent and cause harm, is because it'll be so sure that it's right that it wants to make everybody else fit in with its reality. Because if it's so sure it's right, well, everybody else must be wrong. And people can get blinded by this and carried away by this and live this way for years, for maybe their whole lives. And for what? It's empty. Control is never the way to go. Instead, we will begin learning the language of the heart in the next section of the show. To say farewell and to heal and rise to the lands beyond the mind, we're going to kick back and enjoy a tune of mine that I wrote some years ago, a couple years ago. It's a very fun and pleasant tune. It's got a friend of mine, guitar player and singer. He's not singing on this tune, but he does do the guitar solo. Really fantastic musician who's going to be showing up from time to time in the BBS rotation, named Jason Foss. He recorded this with me a few years ago, so enjoy. It's called Don't Let Your Mind Get You Down. Everybody, we are back, and this is Chris Moores with the Creative Cosmos Radio Show. And again, I'm broadcasting live to you tonight from Paradise, California. Amy and I have been hanging out in the studios all week, and it's been a fantastic trip, and it's still going on. We're only getting started here. It's going to get better and better, and you'll see. Tune in, BBS Radio. And if you'd like to give me a call anytime the rest of the show, as I said, we're going to have Donald Newsom on for the second hour. He and I are going to go on and chat a little bit about harmony and happiness, and who knows where we'll go. We'll go with the flow. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows where we'll go? We'll go with the flow. So give me a call. Toll free. 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313. Or call us direct. 530-876-3222. And on with the show. We are talking about the head and what goes on in the head and how the head can limit our experience of life. Many times called the mind, or our thoughts, if we get too wrapped up in them. And we're now beginning to move to the heart experience. And it's a whole different way of perceiving and relating to life. It's being able to surrender a little more to the natural way of things, that there is an order that forms organically in creation. We don't have to control every moment. And when we learn what we can control and what we can't control, we'll be able to set down a lot of the burden we've been carrying, not just for this life, but for many lives. Because what we're doing is kind of dying to the past. Because the mind lives in the past. And the future is nothing more than a projection of the past. And this is the old way of thinking. It's the way of thinking that's fading away. Because there is nothing to gain from it. And we've mapped out new territory that goes beyond that. And in fact, even makes that mind we had become alive and much more effective and much more brilliant and able to reach the higher frequencies because it's not encumbered by things that are unnecessary to be concerned with. The simple matters of everyday life. Or, you know, you tip over a glass. Yeah, you know. I know some people are so wired up that even a minor accident, just something simple, will set them off. And, you know, they might have so much suppression that they use the smallest excuse to then start dumping their frustration on somebody else. Well, this is not the language of the heart. The heart is open and accepting. It just accepts these things. No matter what happens, it says yes to it. You know, yes in a way with awareness and discernment. You know, I don't mean that, you know, someone says, give me all your dough, and you say yes. I don't mean that. I mean saying yes to yourself and what happens, and yes to the fact that you and your presence can handle it, and that if you do trust and you do open up to the universe, that things will happen as they need to. You see, this is the big leap. This is the big threshold. Trusting in universe. See, Jerry Winstrom and I talked about that last week on the show, and I've been thinking about it still, you know. It's I really wanted to go over that gap there from the mind to the heart, from feeling like you got to micromanage every detail into your life to just accepting and opening and flowing with things, receptive to the new, you see, because that's the beauty of life, that we don't know what's going to happen. And if we try to micromanage everything, we kill the thrill of life. It doesn't have the same impact, you see. But if we open up, not only will we be able to see things as they enter our lives and recognize the synchronicities and heal the pain we used to have and foster relationships in a way that frees the other person. The best relationships are the ones in where you feel comfortable and relaxed and like you can be yourself around each other. Well, that's because when you are in a circumstance like that, you are letting down your guard and you are trusting and you are opening your heart and sharing intimacy, your intimate inner world with each other. And you see, that experience with your friends or the few people that you know that you do that with, that's to teach you how to then go even further and approach life in general that way. You know, and this is something I think people in America really need to think about these days, that if you see someone walking down the street, boy, how many times have you seen, you pass someone on the street and been zoned out? And you, it's ridiculous. We go so far as to even pretend that each other is not there. We walk around everywhere and pretend like each other is not there. It's insane. And you know, if you were in one of these places, these public places where that's the norm, and you were to express the naturalness of life, they'd look at you as if you were the one who's insane. But you know what I say? So be it. They need to see it. So be it. They need to see it. You know, because life and joy, they're contagious. And love is contagious. And when we share, and it goes on and on, you know. We share our love with another that cultivates awareness and good feelings in their life, and then they share their love with someone else, and they share their love with someone else. And individual by individual, we change the world, you see? We can't impose some grand idea on everybody. We change the world heart to heart. And you see, that's why BBS says we're coming straight from the heart. Because that's how to relate. That's how to connect. That's how to really make a difference, you know? And not one way. It makes a difference for everybody to share. And that's the beauty of being a part of this and being a host and being an ambassador of the universe and the information that brings the transformation and facilitates the process that many people are going through. I hear in my email, every week I get emails from somebody in some part of the world. Oh, all over the world, too. I've gotten letters from Australia and Ireland and Africa and South America, and you name it. After a while, there are people who reach out from all over the place. And what they're just talking about, it's so similar, you wouldn't believe it. It's so clearly a phenomenon that's occurring on this planet, because the signs are the same. You know, someone will say, hey, I feel something changing inside. I feel this awareness. I feel like I am hip to something that those around me don't seem to be. That, you know, I'm in an office here and I'm experiencing these interchanges and learning things about myself and feeling called to something else. And I don't have anybody to share it with, you know. I mean, until you find, you know, until you realize that other people are going through it, it can be kind of a lonely and scary road, you know, and that's another reason we're here, to, you know, for some of us who went through it earlier, before the information was so available, it was a little harder maybe, because we didn't have the validation so readily available. We just had to tough it out and stay the course and work it through. And, you know, that's good too. It is how it needs to be each time. And, you know, now we can bring it a little more out into the open and share our experiences. And, you know, each of our individual experiences will be different. They won't be the same. But when you hear that somebody else is feeling the same thing or going through something that you're going through, it really helps. It really helps you just... You can turn fear, you know, into happiness, that the process is happening for you, because it's a wonderful thing. It really helps you. Oh, we're having fun in the studio tonight. Douglas is a pretty funny guy here. So, yeah. So yeah, you know, just knowing that kind of what's going on, that this is happening, and it's not just happening in one place, it's happening in every place, and just finding out that it's natural and normal process, and that, yes, humanity is kicking into higher levels of perception, and the astral plane is becoming a normal part of our lives, you know? We can speak to spirit, you know, angels, guides, people we've loved, you know, heart to heart. There is no distance between here and the astral realm. We send out a heart energy, an intention that we love somebody that has passed, that will become a beacon and a magnet to draw them near. And it can be, they aren't gone. Those who've passed are not gone at all. You know, your relationship evolves, it changes, but it goes on and goes on. And you know, someone you've known for a long time in life that then passes, you know, that experience you can see again from a soul perspective and reflect even deeper upon it and learn the lessons. And you know, the times you were together, they keep on giving, they keep on, you know, new lessons are learned all the time. And you know, in our dreams, we can often relate with spirits. They can, you know, if we go to sleep, if we hold someone in our heart, and in our mind and we go to sleep, we very well may have created the circumstances where we will draw someone near and we can relate. And if you cultivate remembrance of that, if you write down your dreams that you have, then you will be more readily able to retrieve these messages and these relations. And you know, it doesn't end. It isn't like you know, sometimes I hear people, they might say they had a dream about a loved one, but then it will end. But we can create a circumstance of our heart, with our heart and our awareness, that connection is never broken. We just have to learn it's a different way of relating. And if you are truly experiencing and expressing love, we have a BBS mascot dog. It's Doug the dog. Maybe you can see the relation. So anyway, that was a little joke in return for his joke on me. Okay. So heart expression is expansive, you know, one feeling about when you know you're in the heart, if you feel as if you're expanding, if you feel like from your center. Hey, we got a phone call. We need someone to answer the phone call. I'm here new in the studios. But hey, Doug, we got a caller. You want to answer it up here, or do you know how to do it? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I hear you good. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
All right, well, I'll try to speak up, and if you do the same, hopefully we can connect here. What's on your mind? Well, give me your name and tell me where you're calling from and tell me what's on
I'm
your mind.
I'm from New York. My name is Daryl.
Daryl?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to about your, are you psychic?
Well, I have some psychic abilities, and I also facilitate awakening. Yes.
Oh, right.
Still with me? Caller?
Oh.
Yes, I'm still here. You still here? Can you hear me, dude? I think we got a problem, dude. All right, drop. Sorry, caller. We'll try it again maybe when Don gets down here. You can try this again in the second hour. Sorry about that. All right, everybody. Well, that was quite an experience. See, that's an example of what Don does for us too. You know, he stays in the studio all the time just for that. You know, because he's some of the stuff in the beginning. He was the only one doing it. You know, I imagine him as being like Shiva with eight arms moving cords all the time. So, and you know, I'm just visiting. I'll be moving here soon and learning the ins and outs of the studio, and hopefully we'll be able to rotate, and lots of us will be able to do that. So that's coming real soon. So no worries. We'll move on, and we'll keep trying. I heard the caller pretty good, too. I really wish we could have gone on, but that's how it goes. We move on, and we move on with our talk about the heart expression. And you know, something else about the heart expression is it comes as a song. It can come as a song in your heart, you know. When my heart finally burst open, I just sang. I sang on and on and on and on. Ah, ah, ah. And it was a song that not only came pouring out and through me, but it was an expression of gratitude, you see? Now this is also how you know you're feeling from the heart, that you're grateful. You're grateful for your life, and you're grateful that you are alive, and you have the opportunity to experience this world, and to share it with each other. And see, this is what we need to keep. We need to keep this in mind. We will never fall to the trappings of limitation and pettiness if we always remember the gift and glory of life itself. See, that's how true humility arises, when you see beyond yourself and you see the beautiful world we have to live in. And again, it's a gift. That's the word that describes it best. Life is a gift. And I just received another gift hot off the presses. Very interesting poem. We heard it once performed by Douglas Newsom just before the show. And I'm going to read it for you now. We're in a very poetic mood here the last couple days. And I'd like to read this for you. This is again by Douglas Newsom. It's called Young, O Venerated One. Young one, what heights have you inspired, son? Or ode to joys created? Or reveries of victories been part of? Or of life sated? Why does your portrait not hang upon my walls? Have you trekked and been forgotten? Stood your ground alone? Embarked or completed something? Rode it through a storm? Venerated one, I turned too many a leaf, leaving scatterings still unshorn. Rode great cosmic cycles, beyond and back, far from home. Don't judge me, I've lived past lives. A part of me is a part of you, and we are all what's been fated. Scrapped, clamoring, through physicality I come, now unabated. And again, you could read that again and read all the other poems that are on the authorsinkwell.com. And Douglas kind of hangs out there a lot. He likes to inspire people with his poetry and share it with others and loves to read your poems. So, you know, you go there, read some poems. And, you know, I know many of you have poems that you've written. We were just talking about that today also, is how many people write poetry. And, you know, they may have them in the closet, or they may have them in a drawer somewhere. But you know what? They know. They know they're there. They remember them. They're a part. And see, this is also the heart. We share. We share. We take the risk to share, you see. And we don't let any past hurts get in the way of that, because we have control of that. We have another caller, and hopefully we're going to try her again.
PBS Radio. He's better than psychic. He's a master visionary, which means he can help you in a million ways and maybe not just read your future. Does that help? Would you like to go on air? Okay, but please speak up. You got to speak up. You will be on air.
I'm going to try it again, folks. All right. That was a clean transfer. Do we got you again, caller?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Sorry about that earlier. Glad you called back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why don't we jump right into it here? Why tell me your name again just to refresh my mind and tell me what you're up to tonight or what you're thinking about or what drove you to call? What was it that you had in mind?
I don't know why I can't hear you, but I'd like to find out what you see about my future.
Well, just about your future, huh? How about telling me a little bit about what's going on in your present? What's going on in your life right now?
Well, I'm into the arts and I'm in music and I'm a contractor.
Okay. Well, that's a nice combination. And what would you like to see happen?
I'm sorry?
And what would you like to see happen?
I want to know what would you see that might happen.
But I'm asking you, what would you like to see would happen?
Well, about a future, of course.
Well, what do you feel about your present that is not acceptable or not? What are you not happy with? What would you like to see more of?
You got to speak up a little bit. I can't. They're very low.
Okay, it's very loud in my ears, so it sounds loud to me, so sorry about that. I'll keep trying. Tell me about what in your present are you not comfortable with or you're not completely content with.
Well, there's better finances, better money flow and things like that.
Okay. And do you feel like you are doing what you were born to do?
I fully am, yes.
You are. Okay. And is it a, is, when you go to work, are you, do you feel happy with it? Are you happy doing the work that you're doing?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you happy doing the work that you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. And so your concern is purely in the financial route?
Well, I'd like to have a better financial route.
Say that again, caller, please.
I'd like to have a better financial route, you know, have more money coming in.
Yeah? And are you doing anything to facilitate that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Advertising, stuff like that, yeah.
Okay. And, yeah. So you... Yeah, if you're happy with what you're doing, first thing I recommend is, allow not being so concerned over the money. I think the money will come along. If you're doing, this is a universal truth, and this is something everybody can realize and benefit from. If you're truly doing what you're happy doing, and you continue doing it, and you see the whole thing is to stick with it and have patience, and perseverance, you see, and to also put yourself totally into it, you see. If you want to move in a direction, you know, if you simply want to increase your business, see, what I'm about is creating futures, you know. I don't want to tell you some future. I could tell you maybe some tendencies or some things like that, but it's more beneficial to inspire you and show you some of the ways the universe works that can help you tune into that, which will then have the result that you want, you see. See, if you wanted more money, well, you create more money. And you create more money by holding the vision of what you want to achieve and moving towards it. Every day, you keep moving towards it. But key to this is to hold the vision. So do you have a clear vision of what you see in your, oh, what you see you want to do and where you're heading with your business?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a clear vision of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you, yeah, why don't you, can you say a little bit about it? Just tell me what you see.
Sorry?
Share just a bit about that vision. So we can get it out in the open and really see that's how the universe works as well. We crystallize a thought process. We bring it out. And when we bring that out, and if we put energy behind it, that brings it to occur. Sure, we might have obstacles or we might have things that might resist, but that's where we just have to keep at it. So do you feel like you're doing absolutely everything in your power to get behind your vision every day and share it on the broadest scale?
Well, I feel I could do a lot more. Every day, you can do a lot more every day to add to the energy.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think that that's the best advice that I can give for you. Not, you know, and I don't mean just to work yourself to death. I don't mean that at all. But I mean, you know, if we, and this goes with what I was talking about earlier in the show, where, you know, if we just look at things in kind of an everyday reality kind of way. Yeah, I got a job. I make some money. And, yeah, I hope someday this job will turn into some more money. We're not even coming close to tapping into our own personal power to make things happen. You see, it's not so much more time, but it's more presence. It's more energy. It's more focus. It's more intensity. So what I say is take your ideas and really make them happen, really get behind them, share them with anybody who will listen, and put them, maximize what you can do on your own behalf, and you will find success. Because, well, you know, first of all, there's a couple different ways of success. If you're happy doing what you're doing, the money will come along, you know. But that doesn't mean you don't work for it. Of course, you do that what I was saying. You put all your energy into the vision, and it will come true.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in and tuning in. Have a great night. All right. You see, that's kind of how I operate here. I don't just give you a simple answer or, I tune into the person and I tune into the universe and I try to give you something that you can use, something you can really benefit from, some just explanation of how things work outside of, the worldly parameters. So, wow, that was really fun. Thanks for calling in. And so it's a good time to take a break. We'll be coming back with Don, but we're going to play one more song before that. It's called Give the Sun, Reflect the Moon, and it's by me, Christopher Morse.
Endless dreams, open skies, flying high, full of spirit, why won't you come along? Magic means an angel eyes, growing strong, gonna hit the fog and dive deep inside. Won't you try to cross the bridge? Life is not only knowledge. Love comes from a heart in tune. Give the sun, reflect the moon. Life's not great, is good. Shining glory, never ending story, sometimes starring you. If you're not late or ahead of time, you'll be here, coming ever nearer to the truth. Won't you try to cross the bridge? Life is not only knowledge. Love comes from a heart in tune. Give the sun, reflect the moon.
Welcome back to the old Creative Cosmos radio show. I'm your host, Christopher Morris, and we're back in BBS Studios, Paradise, California. What a pleasure to see the insides of this great radio adventure. And boy, it gives you a different perspective on what happens and how it all works. And it's truly enjoyable. And I just couldn't be here and not invite Don on the second half of the show. He and I have yet to have the luxury of just sailing through space here on our airtime, and what a perfect time like the present here. So we welcome the lovable, friendly, and always amicable Donald Newsom. Welcome to the show, Big Don.
Well, thank you. It's really good to be here. I appreciate you having me on your show, Chris. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you having me in the studios and being such a good friend. For the listeners out there, Don and I always got along really well, and now that we've just been hanging out for a few days, it seems like we've known each other from forever.
For eons, yeah. I agree.
So we're just hanging back, enjoying life, enjoying each other, enjoying sharing the information that we each love in our own rights to share with you. So that's what we're doing tonight, and that's what we're always up to. And we're going to explore the topics of harmony and happiness and wherever those pathways lead. What do you think, Don?
Good topics.
Yeah.
Harmony and happiness. I mean, to me, happiness is something, is wonderful to strive for.
Yeah.
But I think we're all, if we all get right back down to the state of being, which we're naturally joyous. So the only thing we end up doing is, hurting ourselves.
Yeah, that's just it. Our natural state, like you say, that we intrinsically are built to be happy, and it's just all the crap that gets in the way that keeps us from that state. And so that's why we share a lot of information about how to get rid of the stuff which blocks us, or which keeps us from living our true nature.
Oh, exactly.
And I often remember material that was beneficial to me by what it helped me be free of. What do you think of that? Interesting?
Yeah.
Interesting? Yeah. So I refer back to it, and I'm influenced. That's how I'm influenced, not by people giving me additional things to think about or carry around, but those who help me get even farther, the awakening something in me that truly take me to a place inside myself simply by the fact that I resonate with that expression. And I think that's what, if we go, Don and I were just talking earlier today about reading books, and we both agree that, you go with the book or the material that comes to you, that you find just the right time and the right place.
Yeah, I agree. They eventually, what you're supposed to read or the information you're supposed to gather eventually finds you. I think that we, our lives are preordained in some respect because we choose various aspects that we're going to work on when we get here. And so some of those aspects, since we choose them,
Yeah.
Well, you finish what I was going to say.
All right. Some of those aspects, if we choose them, we might not always make the right decision for ourselves, you see. Like if we have a preconceived thing, I want to gain this, or I got to read this now. It's just like practicing music, This is one thing I share with my students. One of the things that turns people off to music is feeling like they have to practice. And this comes up with meditation and with reading, You say, hey, man, why don't you read this book, And if it doesn't fit with someone, it will feel like it's pressure or obligation, and it won't be, you can see that it's not the right pathway, And so that's why you have to have a more open view of how this thing works, and especially why one specific thing doesn't apply to everybody by any stretch of the imagination. And, some people still think it does. Some people truly believe that their one way of looking at things should apply to everybody and everything, and that simply is not the case. What do you think, Don?
I agree.
I mean,
totally. I don't know how to add to that.
Well, there's so many flavors and things to choose from, you know, we can enjoy them all.
Sure.
Take a walk in the park. You never know what you're going to encounter. And, okay, one of the big things, too, I wanted to bring into the conversation of harmony is the idea that we have both the male and female within us. Each human being has those qualities within them, you know. I mean, we see ourselves in a body of one type or another, and many of us are conditioned through life to exhibit those attributes and tendencies alone, and we may shut ourselves off to a whole other realm of experience and possibilities, that if we become more aware of the fact that we all contain male and female within, we can start integrating those and find a grace and a harmony far beyond what we used to think was possible.
Well, I think that's exactly what happens over time. You know, you merge the two, they become androgynous, you know, complete. And eventually we attain that.
Yeah.
Balance, and, full balance.
And you know, if you're, yeah, you can integrate. It's kind of an alchemy of integration, of where we see the duality of life and of the way life manifests here, and we realize that it's not opposites that are against each other, but that they're both part of life, and that they're both part of us. And when we accept that and allow them to work together, there's an even greater synergy that takes place, and we resonate a wholeness. And this is how we connect to Source.
I agree. I mean, I really do. I think what you're saying in large part is acceptance. And that's one of the main major keys. There's no way around it.
Yeah, that's where we get it, into the language of the heart. The heart is far more accepting, where the mind tends to judge and reject certain things.
No, exactly.
In this duality, we just have to become familiar with it. All these different. This is the cosmic play, or as they call it in India, Leela. You know, it's humorous the way all these things interact and go back and forth and oscillate and play off of one another. Our whole physical world is built on that, you know. And we are here in body, but in order to rise beyond that, parts of our being have to become aware of the process by seeing it from the outside, by becoming the observer of the phenomenon. As I often like to say, see yourself outside of yourself, you know, as if you were way out in outer space, looking down on everything, including yourself, you know, see the trends, see the patterns, see just the way life works. It's all right out in the open.
Well, you know, that's a feeling of connection that a lot of some of the younger children are speaking about today. You know, the indigo children or crystal children, about that deep connection. And many people are starting to feel that. No doubt.
Yeah. And you know, this is where also Buddha's middle path, the middle way, comes in too, you know. Because when you see the dualities, you know, you can go into them if you want. You can, you know, it doesn't mean you can't occasionally dabble in duality, go here, go there, think this, think that. But as long as you understand the process, you'll never get trapped in it. You see, because what happens when we get pulled into it, then we get caught in the interplay and we become lost in the back and forth fray, which condenses us. But if we see it from the outside and are able to work with it, well, that's how we become the creator of our lives. As I was talking with the caller earlier, you know, I would never want to give someone a ready-made future, you know, like, oh yeah, in your future you're going to hit the jackpot or something. Because, you know, that would even be taking something away from the person's own experience, you know. And I don't, you know, it's more about finding the way to build that, to create that.
Funny you should say that. Because in a way, psychics you know, when they make, well, when people call them up and they say, am I going to find my love? Or am I going to find riches? Or is this job going to turn out, or this interview? And then psychics say, yes, it's going to turn out, yes. And almost invariably, 90% of the time, the psychic says yes to the question. Mm,
yeah.
You know that. You know, sometimes 95%. I would have to say, as an overall, they would always, it's 95% you're going to get what you want. I've noticed that, you know,
yeah,
in the trend in psychics. So they're always really that. Now, I don't know if that's really a sincere...
Well, there are definitely, I mean, there are definitely some.
Because some of them really do have the ability, but thinking when you categorize them all up and 95% of them are constantly giving you good news, and then when they say, yes, you're going to find your, you know, your mate, oh, it's going to be a month from now or 2 months from now, or isn't that kind of spoiling it for them?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that it's...
Do they then miss out on the surprise or not?
Well, I'll tell you what. Even if it comes true, they're still going to bump up against that life lesson again sometime in the future because the habits don't go away, or the circumstance doesn't go away, or the inner reality doesn't change. You see, rather than just simply hoping someday you'll find the right partner, you can resonate love and give love and create the circumstance of where you bring love into your life. You know, and I feel that giving people the tools and the skills and just sharing the awareness of these, you know, the way the universe works beyond the mind. You know, see,
yeah,
this is how we learn to trust the universe. We don't just give up self-determination.
No, I agree.
We learn the deeper principles at work here.
I agree.
And then it isn't a matter. We aren't so uncertain. We aren't just, you know, like a piece of driftwood on the waves just knocking about in life. You know, we become a little more anchored, a little more grounded, and we use our own vision to create the future, and we use our own heart to bring our mates, because you know that's why so many people ask that question.
Yes,
because that is what's missing from the world, that mm-hmm. precious information.
I agree.
And that's what we're all about here, is trying to bring that out, just air it out again and again in as many possible ways as we can. We're going to air it out on Creative Cosmos, on BBS, and you know, many of our hosts have such a interesting and unique way of putting some of these universal principles out there. You know, just dive in, search, bask in it. You know, there's no reason to suffer unnecessarily anymore. Or, you know, it really, if you still live in a way that you don't have the personal power to make it happen, the information is here. It's available now. You know, maybe it wasn't in the past, but now it's all out here. You just got to dive in and start finding your way around.
Well, you know, the strongest statement there is you don't need to suffer anymore. You know, you don't need to live with frustration anymore. So...
Yeah, because the suffering is not an external circumstance.
No, it's a choice.
Yeah, and a way of looking at life, a way of dealing with life. You know, it's kind of like it's the baggage of the past. The old, you know, maybe as we were growing up and we were so separate as a humanity from each other. You know, one person's on one side of the world, someone's on the other side of the world. We never connect. And you know, we didn't have the technology yet, so we were struggling harder, and life maybe seemed harder. But, you know, pretty much most of the solutions to the worldly problems are out there. And you know, also this is a kind of science of spirituality. You know, it isn't just out there as just like, oh, this and that and the other. There are real things you can learn, real things you can tune into and make your own. And then when you realize these things, you know, it's not just some small... It's part of your life that is affected. Your whole being changes, and your whole gestalt changes, and you see. It's like seeing over the hill, and suddenly the whole horizon is on display, and possibilities are endless. And again, that's harmony, because you're not distracted. You're not putting the importance on just the small details, but you're valuing and honoring yourself enough to work it out and to go for the existential reality, which is already there. And, you know, there are other names for this and other ways of looking at this. You know, this is also the Tao, you know, the way to walk life in awareness. And, you know, part of these, some of these traditions, they seem like kind of far away or hard to reach, or, you know, like they don't necessarily pertain. But see, that's what we're doing. We're breathing life into all these traditions. And this is the work. This is not the work that just we're doing. This is the work of sages through the ages to keep this alive, to reinvigorate it. And today, in here on BBS Radio, we have an opportunity to set this information free and to help you see that today and in this vibration and energy field that we're creating, this is for everybody.
Well said. Well said. Thank you.
And, you know, when I do that, say these things, I am not just thinking, and, you know, I'm feeling everybody, and I'm feeling the possibilities, and I'm feeling how close it is, and how just anybody with the right word, if I could just say the right thing, or just, you know, draw a picture that somebody might see, and like, oh, just open some door, and then the possibility, you know, the light shines in through the crack, and then it's like the seed opening up to the plant, which then makes its way through the dirt, reveals itself to the sky, blooms and showers its fragrance all around.
You know, I love that. What I'm telling you, what a parable, a metaphor, a phenomenal. Well, because when it comes right down to it, it's really living right, it's really being present. Because the past, in the end, is meaningless. And thinking about anything beyond right now is really meaningless.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it is.
Because there isn't anything.
There isn't. You know, really, yeah, there's just now. And when you really get a grasp on that, when you finally figure that concept out, and believe me, it's a rough one for people once they wrap their mind into it. When they finally get it, when now finally sinks in what it means,
yeah,
then real growth starts to happen. You know, that's a defining point, whether they experience it or whether they finally somehow get it, meditation or the concept breaks into their mind. I don't know, but that's usually the turning point I find in people.
Yeah, you know, the word now doesn't even begin to describe it because...
Well,
know,
it doesn't even mean it.
Yeah, it's just another, like they say in Zen, a finger pointing to the moon.
Right.
It's something trying to get you, just get you to keep searching, to keep trying to, you know, it does describe it in a way. But see, this is also the trick. We can't just interpret it according to our mind. See, this is what Don said. You know, it's kind of tricky to wrap your mind around, get the truth of it to break through. That's how I'd like to say it right now, because it isn't just like, yeah, the word now. Okay, now, yeah, or now. You know, we can process and think, yeah, I've heard that word before. I put it in this context. This kind of, no, it's phasing in. Come here. Listen. I mean, we can do it right in this moment, right here. See, that's what we're doing when we talk and we share, and I'm here and you're there. We're tuning in. And by tuning in, we get deeper and deeper into the moment. More and more of us is awakened and is pulling you out and pulling me out. And we meet somewhere higher in the vibrations. Our souls can meet up and beyond the realm of the world and the magnetism of the Earth's energy field. We can pop up high in the sky, free and open and expansive and encompassing all of the universe together. We blend together. We seamlessly flow from one to the other. And the energies and the Om vibration, all so many things in the now. And that doesn't even scratch the surface. And when you get your first taste of it, your whole life will take on a new meaning because it changes everything.
Well, that's what it's really, that's the answer, isn't it? It's zero point, it's now, it's here. I mean, it's really wrapping your mind onto that concept and figuring it out. It's really not all that complex, it's very simple. But our mind will make it extremely complex. And when you break it down to its simplest form and you get it, then that's the turning point in your life. And, it's what I've found with so many people, and I love it when they finally get it. You know, because you know, when they get it, they get it.
Yeah.
And it does, it changes them. You'll know those kind of, it's almost like looking at a brother or somebody. You know, you can usually pick them out pretty good. Those that are really, you know, that can be present.
Yeah, you can spot them in a crowd. I mean, just here visiting Paradise, we were in a local market, and I noticed the shopkeeper was there. He was present.
Yeah.
And Don and I talked about this because he noticed the same thing at an earlier date. We just noticed this guy who works at a shop, he was present. He was there. He was in his body. His humanity was around.
Yeah, well, that guy, funny you should mention him because, folks, I had, you know, walked in there and I told him a few things about his local store, which was kind of neat. We had built up a good rapport, and he literally gave me $30 worth of groceries free the first time I met him. And I won't go into the situation, but really, you know, just as a thank you to me. And here I was just buying a couple, you know, some groceries, some quick. And the guy was really there. He was really there. Really, it was quite remarkable.
And you
noticed him that, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed him because he saw that I was there, and I saw that he was there, and I bowed to him, and he bowed to me, and he smiled, and we shared that moment of humanity. We didn't need to say anything. We didn't need to talk about anything. We just both silently understood.
Yeah.
And that's the magic. That's the language. You know, as Don mentioned, you know, it's unmistakable, you know, because he recognized our humanity and his gratitude towards life itself. See, that's what we shared is, you know, we cared about each other's humanity, but we each in our own right had a gratitude and understanding of the gift of life and to know that that's where life is. That's the meaning in life are those sharing circumstances that happen all over the place, anytime, anywhere.
Well, you can't kill the now, and you can't harm it, you can't hurt it, you can't, you know, so why even try? Really, it's about being there, and from there, you really start to blossom. You know, you don't fight anything anymore. Anyways.
Yeah, and that's the language of the heart. The heart knows the now, and life is good. And, you know, to kind of reflect that spirit, why don't we move into another tune here. It's a cool tune, really open and laid back and indicative of the kind of vibe we're cultivating here. And it's called I Got Nothing. Oh, wait a minute. Now, we weren't going to do that tune. We were actually going to do another tune that's pretty cool. It's called Once in Your Life. And it also reflects this mood of celebration and gratitude. That's why we switched her up. Enjoy.
Going crazy, well, you are not alone. When you feel so tired and lazy, barely muster a groan. Is napping, or you're eating some grub.
Creative Cosmos, welcome to the big show. We got one more segment here, and I've been hanging out with Donald Newsom, and you, of course, you all know he's the founder and president of BBS Radio, and been visiting the studios here and sharing a wonderful week of adventure and experience with him and his brother Doug, and it's been a great time. And just, hey, why not? I'm going to thank you on air, man. It's been a great week, and it's a joy, and I can't wait to be around more often to just help participate and make it happen.
Well, thank you. It's it has been an absolute pleasure having you and Davey. Thank you. You know, just by being around you, I've been having one great week. And so many wonderful things have occurred during the week you've been here, and you've been present to them, and that's been a joy to share that with you,
yeah.
And the dynamics of everything, our life, to share our lives
yeah.
with you. It's been really great because I feel that we've shared them so often, so many times. I feel like I've known each. I mean, we've known each other a lot longer than you know.
Yeah, and then just, you know, and if you can be, just like we were talking about earlier with the person at the store, you know, we didn't have to get to know each other for 5 Earth years or something and slowly, whatever, earn trust by action over time. Because, you know, Don and I, we both trust. We trust life, we trust people, we trust things to work out as they need to be, and so we find an instant rapport and connection through that. And so it doesn't need to take time. Our friendship is instantaneous. And, you know, in another way, too, that, you know, how he says we've known each other many times, in many ways, circumstances, it's like I even remember his energy, like we were standing talking and he was there, and it's like it had happened many times before, you know, and it's been there, just always been there. Well, we haven't seen each other for a while, but then we did, and then we even had a moment, all four of us, me, myself, Amy, and Doug, and Don, where we toasted just seeing each other in the flesh.
Yes.
Right when we first got here, and that was really a special moment, you know, a communion, a coming together where we connected and reestablished.
In the flesh. You know, it's like we've met many times before, but here we are in the flesh together again, in the flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it also makes me think of that, the words spirit made flesh, because we've been in contact before this week in spirit, you know.
Yes.
In the work we've done so far in BBS Radio. Sure. And sharing how our own journey is evolving, because believe me, we'll be the first to tell you, we're still on the journey too. The journey never ends.
Never ends.
And that itself is another thing to, is another one of those slippery concepts that, you know, we might look for an ending, you know. Like sometimes you can think of an enlightenment or something like that as you achieve it and then that's it. But that's not how it is at all, because it doesn't just stop, it doesn't just end. So it's almost like the opposite of where you tune into the change and lose yourself almost in the flow. And, you know, that's how it works. It just keeps on moving, keeps on changing forms. And that, yeah, that's the nature of life. That's the nature of creativity, because that's also how each new moment is rejuvenated. You see, again and again, we get this influx of new energies. So really, the optimum state is to be in a let go and fully aware enough to just enjoy and celebrate and really make the most of each experience that presents itself.
Well, that's key. You know, that little instant that you grab the moment, you live your highest expression. And it's in the moments. You know, it's funny because my mother used to say, it's the little things, it's all in the little things. And, you know, when I was a boy growing up, they'd always say, you know, it's the little things you do that make me happy. It's all in the little things, it's all in the details. Well, in a way, that kind of applies here, you know. It's all about being who you are.
Yeah, being who you are, and also, you know, learning that yourself, exploring that yourself, who you are, you see, because who you are, again, I want to get back to this, it isn't a thing, it isn't a definition, it isn't a concrete image, okay, this is who I am. Who you are from day to day might change. Who you are today, you might enjoy this, and you might enjoy that, and you might enjoy this, and that's the beauty of true friendship, is it allows for such freedom of movement and changing of experience. And you know, when you change, when two people change, you know, maybe the nature of relationship changes too, but that's good too. That's also part of the rejuvenation. We can't let things ever fall into a mode where they stay the same, because that's where we start losing touch with life.
Well, that's when you start claiming the moment. And once you claim the moment, you know, you start, it's like you harbor, you hold on to the past or an image or you know what I mean? And that's, I think, problematic.
Yeah, well, you know, another thing that's problematic too, and especially I'd like to say this to those of you, how we talked about earlier, how people are waking up all around the world, and one of the difficult things early on is other people who are not awakened yet might try to convince you of the importance of other things which aren't important.
Right.
You know, they might try to pressure you not to follow your heart, and they might, you know, especially if you're already in a set of fixed relationships, when you start changing and wanting to move out of that, Yeah, they might try to keep you the way they expect you and have come to rely on you being, and you might have to, you know, jump out of that, or there might be another threshold that you have to do whatever is necessary to allow that awakening to happen, because it's everything. It's worth it. It's what we are truly here for. So if we allow some circumstance to steal from us the joy of our heart, then we have made a decision that really, and we make the decision every day. You know, some, it isn't just that we make a decision and then it's over. We make decisions all the time, and we may just decide to stay the course in what we're doing, but it's we always can make a new decision.
Rapunzel, let down your hair. Right? You know, let down your hair. You know, don't put it in a bun. You know, that your folks your folks want to put a neat little bow around you sometimes, or categorize your, you know, restrict your mode of thought or thinking. And they don't. I mean, it's not often that they know what they're doing. You know, a lot of times as people are growing up and they're raising their kids, they're restricting the kids needlessly, and the kids don't understand it any more than the parents truly understand what they're doing. So
yeah, and that can be a very tough and scary circumstance, and, mm-hmm. and it's something that has to be dealt with on the path.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the path isn't always just going to be a piece of cake. We got to go to these things, to each thing that affected us in some way, and continues to shape our destiny in a limited sense, because each thing we haven't dealt with becomes something that hangs out in your energy field and saps you of energy. And so one of the things that happens in meditation is we find these things. We find these lost parts of ourselves, and we heal the blockage or release whatever is holding it in place. And then that energy then will burst out, but then it will eventually restore itself to the natural path. And when it does that, then we are living life's expression.
Well, karma is a universal law, isn't it? And you got to meet those conditions or those set of learning experiences that you, of course, have chosen to learn, and the circumstances. So until you meet those conditions and learn to, you know, get rid of those karmic values, karmic bonds, let's call them. Yeah, I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
But
you know, karma is definitely out there, you know, and it's been encoded in many traditions all around. Cool. All right. See, it's fun, man. When you're on the air here, you're watching some of the charts and watching how things go, and I'm kind of just, my attention caught a little bit of one of our meters here and watching how everything happens. So that's a real cool thing.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's not rocket science. It's not easy doing this, no doubt. I now know why a lot of people don't get into it, because it's not easy. But it's definitely worth it if you've got the right intention behind you, the right desire to be of service, and so it's growing, and it's getting to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's you know, so what you see here is, you know, I laugh every now and again because it's really not all that complex.
Well, yeah, you know, it is a finite amount of information. There's all, you know, all kinds of,
but it's not easy.
Cords, connections, and buttons.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely, you know, not easy.
Every once in a while you hear a little squeak or a little squawk. But, you know, that is so easy to have happen. I mean, it's, you know, if you see it from this end, you realize that's nothing, you know. We get on air, we have the opportunity to speak on and on and on about, you know, the things that we care about and things that matter to us. You know, a squeak, a squawk, whatnot, that's just part of the ambiance. That's part of the atmosphere. That's part of the personal connection, which is, you know, we really want to emphasize that, you know, it really is from us to you. No barriers, no obstacles, just out in the open, we are speaking truth.
Amen.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And just like, you know, it's an antidote. It's like an antidote to what ails society. You know, but we have so much poison, so much burden, so much suffering, which, man, it just doesn't need to be there. And not even in the sense that, why does it got to be this way, but in the sense that, hey, man.
You know, really doesn't need to be there.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, there are simple things. I mean, you know, there are concepts and ideas and not just that, but, you know, things that once you can say, hey, buddy, you know, check this out. You can see it. Hey, check it out. You know, just kind of look for this. Look for that. You know, experiment. Try this. Try that. Try, you know, try sitting for a while. Try following your breath. Try, looking at your heart chakra. Try imagining your mind connecting to the sun. Try just feeling as if you were all the stars in the sky. You know, if we can feel that, if that can be our reality for the moment, as again, we're back to the moment. That is it. That is happening.
Well, I can tell you what should be happening.
Yeah.
That I can tell you.
Oh, wow. I'd love to hear this.
All right. Well, we should be having spiritual centers set up in every military base in the country.
Wow.
And in the world. Spiritual centers. Where people like you, me, and other alternative people, spiritual type, metaphysical type people go, and the soldiers actually have to come and go to classes.
Wow. And
then they can balance out, they can do the war classes, the other. Then they can balance out really which one, which path they decide they should choose. That's how evil I think of war and this, you know, what's going on. And you know, that's a simple way to solve the whole problem, don't you think?
Wow, that's an interesting idea. You know, I mean, we do have to think about the fact of what happens if somebody gets tracked in life early on and they're told the whole time.
Well, they're robbing these kids of their whole lives. They're getting them in, what, grade schools now, middle
schools.
Well,
they get them as soon as they can watch the television set.
Oh, sure.
I mean, true. Or play a video game, too, sometimes. Yeah. You know, they burn pathways into the mind and reinforce them again and again. And that's really a huge part of the violence that's occurring towards humanity right now.
It is. It's ingrained.
And we can't just take it for granted. And we can't just get used to it and forget about it. I mean, these are people. These are human beings. And when you realize the value of your own life, it really helps you to realize the value in others.
Well, I'm gonna put together a petition. And I'm going to deliver it, send it to TWM.
Uh-huh.
And those people, I know they'll definitely ask the question. You know, I think those people say, look, there definitely needs to be spiritual centers in every military base.
Wow, that's...
What do you think they'll say?
I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting idea. You know, I have to let that one sink in and just consider the possibilities, you know, because it's a place where maybe some of this information is completely shut out, you know. And for someone to make a choice, their own choice, to have freedom, for someone to even have freedom, they have to know about all the possibilities they can choose from.
Well, exactly. And explain for our audience who they are.
Which day?
TWM.
Oh, Transcendence World Movement?
Yeah, and the people behind it?
Well, that would be myself, Amy, and many other people we care about.
That's right. So, I'm talking to the head honcho right here, folks.
Yeah.
On the Creative Cosmos Show.
Wow. Let's see.
I've submitted a proposal for the new 2012 movement.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'll definitely put that one out on the table. And,
it's a good one, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, really, you know, anywhere that's shut out, anywhere that this stuff's shut out from, you know.
Well, it's like Marianne Williamson, you know, she became a part of the Peace Alliance, and now she's, well, really formed it, a new legislation she's trying to get passed that forms a peaceful alliance.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, to have, you know, contentment, to have a true serenity in life, I mean, you said the magic word, peace. And again, here's another word we don't want to get loaded with, associations of the past.
Yeah.
You know, peace is being at rest and being able to do what you love to do at your own pace. And you don't have things pulling you off of your self-expression, things invading and things harming, you know. Peace is really of the highest order.
It is. Peace, in the end, Chris?
Yeah.
Is joy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the truth.
Don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Because that goes again to the fact that joy is our natural state.
And so is peace.
Well, I don't even think there's anything left to be said tonight after that, because that's really is where what it comes down to.
Yes.
Peace and joy in our hearts every day.
And our natural state of being. It's who we are. The rest is all just
stuff.
Putty.
Yeah. All right. That is where we're going to let it rest this evening, because we want those reverberations to continue on, not just at the end of the show, but let it work its way in. Let the idea, the message, just the vibration, just the concepts, just let them work their way around, let them knock around, let them have freedom. And if it speaks to you, if it is the case for you, you'll know it, and it will be so. So I'd like to thank you, Don, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And this has been a wonderful night. Thank you, listeners of the Creative Cosmos. Appreciate you being tuning in. And I mean that, too. I truly appreciate it that you take the time to listen and you care that much about yourself and your own development, and that you're doing something. So give yourself credit, too. You know, listening to the program is doing something for yourself, doing something for the world, and making your dreams a reality. So have a wonderful evening, everybody. And we have a closing tune, which is indicative of the spirit of tonight, the universe, celebration. It's called We'll Bring the Good Times Back. Have a great night, everybody. I love you.